Bob and the Show, Graham. Yesterday, I'd been telling my dad about this place where they have, like, the best seafood gumbo ever. Like ever.
Bubba Shrimps?
Like
Bubba,
them, huh?
Like Bubba Gump style?
Yeah, like, they make it themselves. It doesn't come out of a big, you know, Ziploc bag that they buy someplace else. Anyway, it's so good. So we get there, and of course, they're out. But they did have this jambalaya stuff, which is just...
You need to start calling ahead. I noticed the other day, you said you went six places looking for this one part. Less than one little teeny part, and you'd never
Mike,
really
you
call
can't
ahead.
You can't tell somebody on the phone what you're looking for.
Well, when it comes to kind of gumbo, can't you call them and say, hey, I just want to make sure before I come out there that you guys have this?
It's like 3 miles down the road. Who cares?
I don't know, because then you had to go somewhere else.
No, we stayed there.
Oh. Okay. I'm just looking out for
See,
you.
I'm not so picky.
I'm just concerned about gas.
Really? Well, my car has a 12-gallon gas tank. It took me $31 to fill it up the other day.
Isn't that awesome?
And I get like 400 miles.
I've been to places before that I pick places and I go there for a specific thing. That's why I go to the place to eat that thing. And yeah. I wish I would have known because they discontinued the menu item that I liked. Mm. Otherwise, I never would have went there to eat.
Well, see, you see that the glass is half empty. I see it. I tried something new I wouldn't have tried before, and it was really good.
You know.
Yeah.
Really so, wanted that soup.
But anyway, there was. Yeah, well, they said.
It's hard to find good soup.
They got it ready today, but they were cooking it yesterday. It's just not done.
Gotcha.
It's homemade. Anyway. And gumbo. When's the last time you had gumbo?
Forever.
New Orleans. Right. So that's the best gumbo now. Anyway. So I'm sitting there eating, and this really, really nice lady comes up and says, hey, is this a father-son moment? Like what we're talking about? No. She said, I listen to you every morning. And she has a big group, and I guess it's like every Tuesday afternoon. They all get together, evening. They all get together, and they have dinner there at that place. And it's called Skipper's, I think. Skipper's. Anyway. It is. It's that same place I was telling you about that had the damn fish that was so big they couldn't even hang it on the plate. and they were really cute. A lot of, senior citizens and stuff over there. But this one lady comes up. She's so sweet, so nice. Her name is Miss Carol. And I told her that I promised that I would say hey to her this morning. She said she gets up early. She listens about 6:15. And I said, I promise at 6 o'clock, I'll say something hey to you. So Miss Carol, you're very sweet. You made my day. Thank you so much for coming by. She was just like one in a million. Just great lady. Very nice.